Hello, everyone, and welcome back for another episode of the Outdoor Adventure Series podcast. This is your host, Howard Fox. The Outdoor Adventure Series celebrates individuals and families, businesses, and organizations that seek out and promote the exploration and enjoyment of the great outdoors. Our guest today is Alec Sills Trouch. Alec is an outdoor writer and landscape photographer, and a passionate advocate for pushing boundaries in the wild. He loves to write about his travels and craft articles that help people educate and inspire others to find their joy in nature. Alec, it's a pleasure to have you on the Outdoor Adventure Series podcast. Thank you.
Yeah, Howard, thank you so much for having me. Happy New Year, and excited to chat today.
Happy New Year to you as well. And for our listeners, Alec is actually just down the road a piece. I'm in Vegas. He is in beautiful Santa Barbara, the second most beautiful place in the world. And I did share with Alec why it's the second most beautiful place. I'm not going to bore our listeners with that, Alec, but needless to say, I love Santa Barbara. So can't think of a better place to wake up in the morning and enjoy the fresh air. Actually, you see the sunrise in Santa Barbara, depending on where you're situated.
We do. My girlfriend actually just texted me this morning. She was like, incredible sunset, and go figure that I was still asleep. So, but yeah, it's some beautiful places. Just looking outside now, and blue sky and some sun during the winter. It doesn't get any better.
Does not get any better. I used to hang out on this, used to be like a little cafe on Cabrillo down near the Vestparker Doubletree. And used to get up there because that's where my classes were. Mm. And we used to have this little cafe, and it opened up like at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I would be there with my coffee. Coffee and sunrises are my gig. Better. And by the way, speaking of coffee, I did notice on your website, you were doing a gear review of the AeroPress.
Yeah.
See, I told you we have a lot to talk about.
So, any way to get good coffee in the backcountry I'm in.
I hear you. I think you and I are going to be buds. I have no doubt about that. Well, listen, Alec, I've done a lot of talking already. You're just saying, yeah, this is great. So now this is all about you. And again, I want to welcome you to the podcast. And for our listeners, if you could just share a little bit about your background, and then we'll kind of deep dive in some areas. Let's see where we go.
Yeah. So I am a photographer, which I never would have thought I would be at any age before probably 25. So like, I didn't grow up with like doing photography. I never took any like photo classes in elementary school, high school ever. And I just realized in the spring of 2018 that I was like going to go to some really great places, and I wanted to document them. Because I wanted like my kids and my grandkids to be like, hey, my dad or like my grandpa was like kind of cool. And just from there, I have fallen in love with being able to transport others to these really beautiful locations, and also just really show like why we need to protect the outdoor spaces. One example is glaciers. I went to Alaska last summer, and just being able to see the glaciers of where they are then and just kind of where they were 10, 20 years ago is just incredibly depressing, I guess would be the right word.
That's a very good word. Sad is another word that was coming to mind.
And I've just kind of like really fallen in love by like documenting these places that maybe won't be around in the decades to come.
Okay. You know, I want to go deeper into that, but I have a question first. 2018. Now, I was a career changer myself in my 40s. I'm not even going to guess your age. You don't even have to share your age, but let's just say you're a little younger than I am. When you flip that script and all of a sudden you're in a different career, that's no matter what age you're in, that's a big deal.
Yeah. So I'll be honest, in 2018, I didn't do any career changes. I was still in marketing and doing social media. I kind of made the career change just last April when I got laid off of my last job. And then my girlfriend was going to Santa Barbara here for residency. And I was like, well, I'm going to try to see if this like solo business will work out at least for just 1 year, because trying to find a job for just like 1 year, because we're going to Seattle next in June is a little bit hard. And I just like want to see what will happen.
Okay. You know, I have to say, layoffs are a wonderful opportunity, because that really helps us to, if we do it, take a step back or a couple steps back and really evaluate, am I doing the things that I love? Am I passionate about the work that I'm doing? Do I want to do this for the next 25, 30 years, et cetera? And I love the fact that, you know, circumstances, you know, being in Santa Barbara, the layoff, obviously, you know, good for your girlfriend and get having a residency in Santa Barbara, like sweet. But that's wonderful that you were able to say, you know something, I'm going to try this out. And had you had any background in like photography? Did you do like crash courses? Had you kind of dabbled in it? Because I was on your website, and folks, we're going to share Alex's website in a little bit, but there's some beautiful pictures there, and I'm thinking, I want to be there. So how'd you kind of ramp up this expertise and knowledge around photography?
It's been I did the standard, like go onto YouTube and understand my camera, and like, I'm still learning things 4 years later. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that my camera could do this. And then just kind of testing out different things. But like, honestly, I've never been like a good, like learn by watching, more of a learn by doing.
Oh yeah.
And just going out there, having my camera for every trip, learning what works, and just a lot of times what doesn't work. And then I don't repeat that. It is a like really huge way to just to better yourself. And like my brother does photography also, and like a lot of my friends do also. So just being in that community allows me to learn and see, and then I do what I think is going to work out. And I visit, and I try to visit really beautiful places. So that does help.
Well, you know, it's funny, you know, when you, again, Santa Barbara, I always had this fantasy, and it's really not so much of a fantasy anymore. It's almost reality. I can't think of a better way to be inspired around the work that we do than when we're in a space where we are inspired. And, you know, again, for our folks, you're going to see some of these pictures that are photos. They're not just pictures, they're photos. Professional grade photos that Al has shot, and they are like unbelievable. And I'm thinking, wow. And I'm alluding to, by the way, the sunrise. I see the sunrise every morning here in Vegas, and I actually love it when there's clouds, because that's when you really get some cool, you know, colors and dynamics going on. So I totally get that. I want to be inspired by where I'm at, what I'm doing, what I'm seeing. If we could go back to the story about going to Alaska and seeing these glaciers. I was in Alaska, I don't know, early 2000s. So I'm dating myself a little bit. And I remember some of those glaciers and seeing the befores and the afters. Tell us more about how your work is informing people's awareness of why we should be caring about the environment and the impact that we are having, the negative impact that we're having, because that's a very interesting spin on some of your pursuits.
Yeah, happy to. So I think that it's easy just to show photos on like Instagram and just have it kind of be like a snapshot in time with no context. I think that I try to, and I can always be better. And I'm trying this year to be a little bit more purposeful in my and kind of how I explain things, mm-hmm. but just like letting people know that when they visit a place, you try to leave no trace. And while like that's quite impossible to like to leave no trace, just to minimize it and to do your best to leave it for how you viewed it. And if you do that, then the waterfall effect going forward will be still a pristine and very beautiful place that everybody can enjoy. And then kind of on top of that, if it ties in, I try to talk about like a changing climate, and it is a lot easier to do like with the glaciers, or as we saw in Washington last year when Mount Rainier basically went completely snowless when it hit like 100 plus there. So like the photo definitely matters, but I think also trying to add in a little bit of context, maybe like what this place looked like in the past or what it might look like in the future. So after Alaska, I went to go backpack to the southernmost glacier in North America. It is in the Sierra Nevadas. It's called the Palisade Glacier. And like after the Alaska trip, I was like, okay, these glaciers are not going to be around forever. And this glacier sits at like 12,600 feet. So it's like, I don't know in the future when I'll be able to actually hike there. So like, I might as well get there now. And so just like being able to go there to photograph a glacier that not that many people get to view is both just like one, like really awesome for me, just like to be able to set eyes on it. But then also to educate people in the future that like, hey, this thing exists. There were probably other places where it like existed before, but now like this is the southernmost one. There's going to be a new southernmost one in how many years? So I think just letting people know that like that these things can go away if we don't do it right is pretty impactful.
Sure. When you are taking your trips, your journeys to these beautiful sites, is it just you? Are you kind of the extreme hiker, backpacker, biker, runner, athlete kind of guy? Or do you have, I would imagine your girlfriend, probably she's not always playing resident, but she goes, I'm going with you. How, what's that like just kind of getting out there? Are you doing it by yourself? Are you with a group?
So I would say half the time by myself, and then half the time like with my girlfriend or friends. A lot of times, so if there's a permit required, it's a lot easier just to get one than it is to get two, because normally those get kind of swooped up. So this summer, especially with my girlfriend working in the hospital, I did a couple solo backpacking trips into the Sierras, but then like I'm a pretty friendly person on the trail. So then I ended just like, at least for one trip, I joined four other older gentlemen and just like joined their group, and we had a great time. But then other times, like I'll go backpacking with my girlfriend, or like my brother and I did a 5-week road trip during the summer of 2020, just through the Western US. So I would like to be with others, but I'm also not afraid, and I'm relatively confident in like my abilities to be alone.
I love that. And I'm kind of envious, because which you may learn this as you get older. As you get older, even things that were like, oh yeah, I'll do that, and when you say that in your 20s and 30s, when you get into the 40s, 50s, 60s, it's like, I'm not going to do that. But I was had an episode this past week with a gentleman. It's actually, he's a member of the Outdoor Writers Association as well, and David Young. Hopefully you'll meet him, because you guys get along. He's in Denver. So when you go out to Denver, you know, I'm in the middle, so just pick me up and I'll go with you guys. But you know, I love the idea of just getting out and about, and even if it's being alone, I have no trouble being alone. I don't always like it, but I have no trouble being alone. And I think it's wonderful because so much creativity is in emotion stirring within us in that moment, that that's what I think in some ways probably fuels your creative juices. It's like, I'm in this moment, a little moment of Zen, so to speak. And now let's go create. Let's see how things turn out. And I love that. Is there a place in particular that when you got there, when you saw this view, were you perhaps a sunset, sunrise, or just the vista and the landscape, because you are a landscape photographer, that you just like, oh, wow. Was there, you have that oh, wow moment or two?
Yeah. So the Canadian Rockies are probably my favorite place in the world. I first visited in 2017 before, like, I was really doing photography, just like wanted to go see this place. So my dad had ridden his bike through when he was in college. So I was like, okay, I want to go do this. And then I've been wanting to go back ever since, but then like the pandemic hit and then Canada closed down. So in October, they finally reopened and I was able to go. And there's this one place in Larch Valley, which is up from Lake Moraine, that just has like these towering mountain peaks coming just like out of the ground. And there's a lake. So half of the mountains are blocked and it's just like these towering peaks. And I was just like, holy smokes, this is like the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. It was for sunrise. Like, I got up early and it was just like, wow, I can't believe that like I get to be here and do this and experience this just really, really surreal opportunity. And which I fully understand that not everyone gets to do it. And I'm just very grateful that I have these small chances to do it.
Fantastic. Now, I'm thinking, you know, you have to have some merch available for people that want to take advantage of the calendars, the cups, the photos, things like that. So, mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to have to introduce you to my friend, Linda Horton. She's a photographer out in Chicago. I'm trying to get her to join OWAA, but she came out here last May. I took her to Death Valley. We went to Ghost Town, and she went over into like Bryce Canyon and in that area. Just wonderful. But I just think anytime you can get someplace and just like, oh my God, this is fantastic. When I first saw the sunset, and like I was in Mojave National Preserve, is like, oh wow. It's just like fantastic. And you know, something that memory is with us. I mean, we don't need trinkets and trash, and we don't need the great, I mean, I don't even have a TV. I have a TV. I've never used it. I mean, who needs a TV when I have photos I can look at, or I can
exactly
just circle through my photos. When you are involved in your work, the photography, the writing, where is this showing up if people are going to be being kind of consuming it? How's that being consumed for folks?
So I got all of my social medias, and then I have my own website where I kind of write about my travels, different just like tips, photography. It's mostly just like hiking guides to allow people to safely and effectively hike outside, because I think that there is a lot of people that see a really beautiful spot on social media and they're like, okay, I want to go there. And then they don't understand that it's not just like a walk in the park. So a funny story was that, so Ice Lake Basin, which is in the San Juan Mountains in Colorado, has like really blown up in the last, I don't know, few years. But like the trailhead starts at 9,200 feet and it goes up to 12,600. So like we're already at like the starting point is already higher than 75% of this, of like any state's highest point. And so like we backpacked it, and then we were coming down and we saw like one girl yakking on the side of the trail. It was like relatively hot in the middle of the day. there were people like wearing flip-flops, not really carrying enough water.
Oh, having, my God.
Having little kids. And like, it's going to sound a bit like I'm gatekeeping, but like, it makes me uncomfortable seeing people who are not in the right, I don't want to say shape, but just like not prepared, because that makes me be like, okay, I now have to worry about you on the trail. He's like, I'm not going to just be like a mean person, just like, and just like let you suffer. So like, I really want to make sure that people are like prepared for their hikes and know that not every hike is going to be doable for every American.
You know, I appreciate that, because here in Las Vegas, and the one place that comes to mind is Valley of Fire, just north of the city. It's gorgeous. And I'm worried about myself, okay? Because I could be in better shape. And I was doing it. I had my hiking poles. I had my backpack with 3 liter water bladder. So I was cool. But then I see people walking with flip-flops and, like you say, gym shoes, no poles. And I'm thinking, oh my God, there's a mistake, an accident waiting to happen. And you're right. I think it kind of takes away from your enjoyment in a way. But you know, people are going to be people, but that gets back to leave no trace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they are eventually suffering, they're leaving that trace. And what types of articles where are the articles that you're writing? Where are they showing up?
So at the moment, I've had a really great opportunity to write for Sunny Sports and the Sunnyscope blog. They're a sister site to Adorama, which is a New York camera retail and probably one of the biggest ones in the country.
Yeah, Adorama over many years has taken a lot of my money. Let's just leave it at that.
So I've been so fortunate that they reached out to me and was like, hey, like, we would like you to write. And at the beginning, I was like, okay, like, maybe this will be like a one blog a month, whatever. And then I just kept like asking for more. And then I started pitching them ideas. And now like I'm writing like 4 to 5 articles a month for them. And it's like really allowing me to actually be like a freelance photographer writer, where I kind of feel like I have consistent income, which is always kind of like my fear that I like won't have anything to do. So this is like really like kind of giving me the confidence to be like, hey, you can do this.
I love that. I'm totally on board with the word consistency. Totally on board with that. And so we'll provide some of the backlinks, hopefully, to some of the stories and also obviously to the sites. And I'm thinking Adorama, it's like you call those guys up. Okay, I need not that you're going to go hike with this for a week in the backcountry, but I want that 600 millimeter prime lens, 2.8.
Exactly. Okay?
Like, sure, Alec, here it is. We're not going to talk about what brand of camera you have. I have a 100 to 400 millimeter lens, and I got it because I wanted to get more birding. And there's a lake not far from me, and this time of the year the eagles are there. There's a couple of blue herons, so that to me, being able to get it, be at a distance and just kind of capture, yeah, or having a nice wide angle lens and having that huge vista. You probably had it up in Canada, the Rockies, you probably had a nice wide angle lens being able to capture everything in the picture.
So I bought a new 16-35
okay
for that trip. Okay. And like I had had a, not to like to name names, but I had had a lower quality wide angle lens, and okay, I bumped up for that trip, and okay, I was very, very happy.
Okay. I love it. And I think I know what brand of camera you have, but again, we're not going to name names, you know, but When I went to Alaska, I picked up a 16 to 35 because I was hoping I'd get a glimpse of the Northern Lights. Still haven't seen those yet, and that's on my proverbial bucket list. But I use that for my dark sky photography. I love Milky Way photography.
Same here. I just haven't been able to do it as much lately. That's been kind of one of the bummers for last year.
All right. Well, we're going to have to do something about that.
Yes.
Definitely that. So what are some of the stories you have and kind of like the aha moments given about your work? I mean, you, this huge interest in the outdoor space, the conservation, really some of the stories you have been through and then, you know, hearing some of the stories of others who have, you know, heard about you and your work. What are some stories you can share?
Yeah. So I actually just found this one out a couple of days ago. So I'm a coming up on 3-year lymphoma survivor. I found out in the fall of 2018 that I had cancer at the age of 26. It was not exactly the news that I had been anticipating for that year. But like, luckily, like we are good now. So I had just found out that this one gal who follows me on Instagram, she had taken a fall rock climbing and like had gotten hurt and like was kind of like not super motivated, like to get back out and like to rehab, which like, I think that we can all understand that you kind of get depressed. I don't know if she was following me beforehand or she just like stumbled upon my account during that kind of trauma time. And she said that like that I was able to help her become more motivated and just kind of be able to see that there is a future after this really crappy time. And that's another one of the aspects that like I'm really trying to hone in on, like for my social media and just like my brand, is that like we all go through really bad times. And like this last 2+ years has been really horrible, I think, for a lot of people. And just that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that like if you just take your time and you work back up to it, you'll be able to get back to whatever your mountaintop is. And that's kind of what I have been trying to tell people, hopefully successfully.
Okay. No, I think that's perfect. And I've had the opportunity prior to launching the Outdoor Adventure Series of interviewing cancer survivors on the podcast. We have another podcast, Success Insight, and then we have the Mind, Body, and Soul series. And it, I find it's very, it's heartwarming, and it really, to feel good to know, you know, I mean, I can't imagine what you've gone through. I mean, my dad had lymphoma many years ago, but I can't imagine it. I know it must have been hard, but I love the fact, like you, like these guests that I had, that they found ways to persevere and to grow from that experience, and also to begin to educate and inform others who perhaps were having that struggle. And it's testament, as you just said, if I can continue to live my life and pursue my loves, my interests, my passion, then you can do it as well. Maybe we need some help, conversation, you know, not a coach, perhaps a therapist or something, but you can do it. And that's wonderful. And hopefully you'll get a chance to meet some folks over at the OWAA at the conference. It's in Casper. Hopefully you're going to be there.
I'm going to be looking at it. I need to see where I'm going to be.
Look at it. So there's one of the areas that I was finding interesting. There's a couple of folks there have disabilities. And what I thought was interesting is being able to chat with individuals, and even though they have this disability, whatever it might be, still found a way to enjoy the great outdoors. And that's wonderful. And I can imagine, you know, hiking, the backpacking, within reason, yeah, it's something anybody can do, no matter what the disability is, or almost.
Right.
As you kind of look back at your career, any changes to that trajectory other than an obvious one, the big C, but any changes to that trajectory? Because I mean, I'm totally, you know, I don't know. I don't want to necessarily say impressed, because it's not something to be impressed about, but I really appreciate the fact that you discovered early on, I want to do something different and perhaps build on some skills and expertise that you had. But any other changes that in your trajectory in your life that kind of has surprised you, or about what you're doing today versus what you were doing?
Yeah. So I went into college being a business major. After realizing that, like, I don't like accounting or math, it was like, okay, let's go to poli sci, where, like, I've always had a interest in politics and just like being able to help others. Like, my dad has been a public servant for 30 years. My mom's worked in the church. Really, like, politics, but like a small p politics, was always like a focal point in our family. So I worked on a few campaigns around the University of Arizona during school and then afterwards. But I realized that, like, that campaigns always end, and then you're always going to need a new job. Like, there's not like a ton of stability unless, like, I guess you go work in the White House or some sort of, like, where there's like a 4-year job frame. So then I was like, okay, like, I kind of want to do social media. That seems kind of fun, and the marketing. And I somehow got an internship at a nonprofit. And then that kind of like led to more social media jobs down the road. But then, like, after cancer, I really like realized that, like, I don't want to be doing stuff that I don't really enjoy. Like, life is really short, regardless if, like, you live to 100 or a lot less. Like, I mean, you have a finite time frame, and I want to be, like, enjoying the things that I do, which is kind of how I ended up in, like, my freelance photography writing. It's like, I enjoy being able to craft kind of my day and what I want to do, which I think is not for everybody, but I think it is important for people, like, for some people to have that opportunity. And so far it's been incredible.
Fantastic. And now I know you're going to be moving to Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By the way, I'm going to have to introduce you to Izzy Edwards. Is a wonderful photographer, and she is totally into the wildlife, and she's got these amazing photos. So when you get up there, she's somebody I definitely would go shooting with. So
awesome. I'm looking forward to, like, that.
I want to say she's like 18 years old, but we had her on the podcast. You should listen to that episode. And what's a wonderful, wonderful photographer, and just inspiring. Like, talk about at that age, at your young age, kind of living her passion. That's wonderful.
No, I'm always floored by, like, the young people in the photography space. And I'm like, I didn't even know that, like, this camera existed at that age, and you're doing this.
Oh, yes. What projects now? Is there one project that you're really passionate about? I mean, like, out west, we have national parks all around us. And I would imagine just seeing the national parks, whether it's up in Canada, the U.S., I mean, is it something like that or other passion project you're currently working on?
So I don't technically have any projects at the moment. That's actually one of the things I'm trying to get my mind around, is like working on projects, not just like random offshoots. But like, I do have a like long-term goal to visit all the national parks. Isn't so much of a like a project, but it's just like a passion, because I think that they're like the best things that we've ever done as a country, is like to set aside these unique landmarks for future consumption. But yeah, so like the next biggest thing I think would be to summit a bunch of mountains in the North Cascades. They're not like super high, but they're a little more challenging. And I think it'll be like a good way to introduce myself to the new, like to my new home in Seattle.
Fantastic. Well, we can't wait to hear and learn more about that experience.
Yeah.
Alec, before we head out, we have a feature on Success Insight. We called it Insight to Go. And I figured, well, it's my podcast. I can have that on the Outdoor Adventure Series. I'll come up with another cutesy name, so to speak. But is there some insight that you would like to share with our listeners before we head out today? It could be an article, a quote, something that really kind of resonates for you.
So yeah, it's the man in the arena quote. I'm going to have to pull it up. I'll give a synopsis. It is basically the idea that if a person is not like in the arena with you and like they're not seeing your hard work and like what you are putting in every day, that their opinion doesn't really matter. Just like to focus your efforts to where they can best do good and best change lives and drown out the outside voices that are negative or are saying no, and focus on those that are supporting you and that really matter.
Very good. No, I think you did a great job, and we're definitely going to have the quote for the man in the arena on our show notes. So, and it's one that I've listened to, heard, read many times. And so I do appreciate you sharing that today with our listeners. And again, we'll have that available.
Yeah, I had never heard of it until I read Brené Brown's Daring Greatly book. And I was like, wow, this really hits home.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I'm a huge Brené Brown fan myself. So man, we got so many similar interests. We're definitely going to have to break bread, or we didn't get into the equipment. Maybe we'll have you back on a podcast again. I did notice on your site you had the AeroPress. That's like my favorite go-to coffee maker when I'm out watching the sunrise in the desert. And you also had the Gregory backpacks, which is, for a big guy like me, I needed a Gregory. So I got to get them on the podcast too. And even the folks perhaps from AeroPress.
Yes.
So now you've given me a great idea. So
there we go.
per Brené Brown, I'm going to lean into that.
Love it. Love it.
Listen, before we head out today, Alec, if our listeners would like to learn more about you and your work, where are the best places for them to go?
Yeah. So there's my own travel website, which is explorewithalec.com. Then I have my photography website, which is alecsilstrauschphotography.com. And that's just kind of where you can buy prints. And then you can also, and then just like for my other website, you can just read about my travels, learn a little bit more about me. And then you can follow me and see my work on all of the relevant social media platforms. Instagram's the kind of the most consistent, and I like to have a good time there. And so come say hi.
Well, you know something, I shame on my listeners if they don't do that. So I know that's the best part about the podcast, is you meet so many cool people, but you know, you still have to do the research. And it's like when I was on the website, I'm going, oh, wow, look at, I got to see that picture. But I'm like that person. Like I, when I was on Pike's Peak, you know, I remember I was not feeling very good, even as much water. So I couldn't imagine going 6,000 feet higher.
But, well, so this is kind of weird, and then I'll let you wrap up. But like, I'm normally really good at like altitude, but when I went to Canada, we only hiked up to 9,000 feet, which I mean only, but you know, whatever. But it was so cold. Like I honestly haven't experienced being like that cold with a wind chill in a while. And I felt like so bad on the way down. And it was just a very unique feeling of just not wanting to move, which is like a little bit of a glimpse into like, you always hear about people on like Everest or like these really massive mountains that just like lose the desire like to move because like they really don't feel good. I mean, I wasn't that bad, but it was like a little bit of a insight into kind of like what they're experiencing at those high altitudes.
Oh God. Yeah. And yeah, definitely that. Well, listen, Alga, it's been a pleasure to have you on the podcast, and really, we do appreciate you taking the time to join us. And we're definitely going to provide the backlinks to your website, alexsillstrauschphotography.com, and really your other social sites, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook. You're not on LinkedIn. What did I say? I'm so used to saying LinkedIn.
I am. I'm on LinkedIn.
You're on?
Okay. I mean, it's just like me, and I've tried to like make it into like more like an outdoors writing photography thing, but it's mostly just like where I used to try to find jobs.
I totally get that. Well, if you need help with LinkedIn, that's one of my other areas of expertise. So in any case, we'll provide, you know, the links to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, as well as LinkedIn, and also to your other site, explorewithalec.com, and really just a lot of resources available for individuals to kind of get to know and consume a lot of the work and really just kind of learn about your journey. So again, Alec, thanks for taking time to join us today.
Yeah, and thank you. I had a blast, and looking forward to all the future episodes with other adventurers.
Fantastic. Well, stay on the line. We're going to do a quick close, and you and I can chat a little bit more. All right, folks, we have just been chatting with Alec Sills-Trouch, outdoor writer, landscape photographer. What an inspiring journey. And I especially love that, you know, he's a lot of life experiences in the political realm, going into marketing, and really just one day deciding to make kind of a huge career shift. And really in a short time, just some wonderful adventures under his belt, and, you know, just it's actually fortunate too. It sounds like he's been very active throughout his life. So hiking and exploring is a part of his DNA, which I am kind of envious a little bit, but you know, I still am looking for the easy hikes, but I need to lean in a little bit, obviously. But, you know, really just some phenomenal anecdotes and stories from Alec about not only the passion for our parks, nature, conservancy, you know, looking at the impact that we as human beings are having on our natural resources, and the story that he shared too about the glaciers in Alaska, and this, you know, go visiting the most southern glacier here in the U.S. And he was spot on when he said, in 5 years, 10 years, there's going to be another southernmost glacier. And really, folks, that's not a good thing. Do go out and learn more about Alec and his work. And again, we're going to provide all the backlinks to his websites as well as social sites. We hope you enjoyed today's episode on the Outdoor Adventure Series. You can check us out on outdooradventureseries.com. We also now have our Outdoor Adventure Series page on Facebook. We don't yet have it on LinkedIn. We'll get there. But big news, we are also on all of the podcasting platforms, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, and Spotify, where we actually have our Outdoor Adventure Series playlist. So wherever you decide to consume this episode or any of our other episodes, we want to hear from you. Give us likes, shares, comments. And if you think you've got a story, either it's related to outdoor adventure, you know, reach out to us. You know, maybe we'll have you on the podcast as well. Okay, folks, until next episode, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, go out there, have a phenomenal day. Take care of yourselves, your family, and we will see you on a future episode of the Outdoor Adventure Series podcast. Take care.